Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is narrow and the way is constricted that leads to life. Welcome to In the Bullpen, Up and Ready, a ministry of developing contenders. The call has come. You need to get up and ready now.
And look who's coming up. High fly ball into right field. She is gone.
To finish what I began in the introduction for Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14, and there are few who find it. As we say, sir, we wish to see Jesus, we must recognize that it means we are to walk with Jesus, to enter through the narrow gate and walk in the way of life, eternal life, eternal life that is found in Christ alone. After Jesus declared the two paths and where they lead, he concluded his Sermon on the Mount with these words. Hear now from Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 29. Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes, or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then, you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, in your name did we not prophesy, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many miracles? And I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and does them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew and fell against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. And everyone hearing these words of mine and not doing them may be compared to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Now it happened that when Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority, and not as their scribes. Jesus is the Messiah promised throughout the Old Testament, and the one his people had been waiting for since the declaration of war made by Yahweh in Genesis 3:15. Throughout his preaching during the Sermon on the Mount, Christ expounds on Old Testament teaching, and he does so also correcting faulty thinking. Between our introduction today and our text, we have heard Jesus' words in Matthew 7, verses 13 through 29. As he ends this sermon, our Lord warns that there are false paths, false prophets, and false professions of faith. The false path is very wide and often very attractive, but it leads to destruction and damnation. The false prophets appear to be sheep, but are wolves seeking to devour the sheep. The false professions of faith come from those who claim, Lord, Lord, and those who say they have done many things in his name. Yet all of these are bad trees bearing bad fruit. They will be cut down and thrown into the fire. They hear the words of Jesus. They might even say, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. But they do not obey the King of Glory. They do not walk with him by faith. Such have houses that fall, and great is the fall. But for those who truly wish to see Jesus, those who hear and obey his word, Their lives are built on the firm foundation of Christ and the Holy Scriptures. Those who have faith in Christ will also experience great storms, rain, flooding, winds. But their houses stand as they are built on the one who is the rock, and he enables all who follow him to stand. Knowing who we are, knowing what we have in Christ Jesus, is a reason to sing joyfully and loudly. How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you who for refuge to Jesus hath fled? Get your eyes up, fixed on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, and be ready to deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow him.